Oh,
Are you get,
good.
or you want to, or you want to wait until you get out and get in? All right, let's go ahead. There we go.
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room. Please visit our website, https://rabr.kaile.johansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton.
Yep.
And Rick Ross Bosley.
Nope. No,
it's
Rick.
Time to talk Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, look at Scott. He's getting out of his vehicle, going shopping. Anyway,
I go everywhere.
he'll be
Oh, man,
available.
yeah, I'm working at a Saab like I had.
Yeah, he'll be available, but Rick won't. Rick's got some family
Rick's getting his girl.
obligations.
She's driving a
No.
minivan. Do I need to do this? And you give me a bounce.
I'm walking with you. I'm gonna have the buggy.
His
What?
daughter, not his girl. That's that
Yeah.
sounds.
She went to
We
girl
might get him in
state.
trouble with his wife if we said that too much. That
What? What?
he's going to get his girl. That sounds bad.
Daughter? Girl? What? Why are you? Why are you so determined?
I don't want his wife to yell at me. All right.
Man.
So today we're reviewing Star Wars Acolyte Season 1, Episode 5, called Night. The other episode was called Day. Now this one's called Night. And so we're going to do an unboxing. Oh, I got to get that ready still. And we're going to go through the episode. We're going to beg you for some feedback. And then we're going to talk about it and give our opinion. All right, we're ready for unboxing now. All right, so that means we're gonna do an unboxing here in just a few minutes, and well, for a few minutes, and then we'll get right into the episode cast and everything. I can get this to work right. There it goes. Okay, so let's do some applause. Yay. Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings. Yay, unboxings. Means I have to change my camera view. It doesn't like the background when I do that, so let me fix that. Just the background. None. Now you can't see anything. What the hell? There's a box. There's a box to unbox. Let me open. Cut, cut. Cut. Oh, there it goes. A little bit right there. Okay. Uh-oh. It looks like a girl. Don't look, Scott. You can't look yet. Looks like a girl.
What's up, girl?
Oh. It says it's Rey with two lightsabers.
Ooh.
And she's 434, this particular one is. Yeah, look at that. So this is like the two lightsabers scene where she's with Palpatine and she's
Okay.
taking the lightning on right there. There's lightning in between them. Force lightning.
Oh yeah, I got them all behind me.
There's yeah, two side view. There's the back. See, this one is a collection with
Yeah.
Kylo. And there's another Rey one in this collection. What's it say? Yellow lightsaber. There's a Palpatine and Babu. That one's hard to find. I haven't been able to find the Babu one. They're rare. There's this collection. Side view. 434 again. And there's the scary top view. Yep, that's our unboxing. Yay! Rey with two lightsabers. All right, let's get this back up on my face. There we go. Back on the face. So, We need as much feedback as possible. Definitely don't need any clothes or blankets, whatever that is there. So our feedback address is feedback@kylejohansson.us. You can also go to the website and fill out the form. There is our social medias. We've got the X/Twitter @super_duper_pod. Blue Sky is @Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And then we've got the various locations where we have our video stored at. Spotify, we now have it on Apple Music and YouTube. Those are just a few of the places. Obviously, you can find us on audio everywhere else. If you don't see us where you're looking, let us know and we'll add it later. Get us on that list. Right, Scott?
Yes.
Yes, he says. So let me start off the episode. The director was Alex Garcia Lopez. Oh, look, it's Scott's wife. Yay. The writer was Cameron Squires and Cor Adana. Editor was Micah Leskin. Musical score was done by Michael Abels. And we had a short cast this week, too, because previous episode, he killed half of them, and this episode, he killed the other half. Oh, spoilers. Oops. So we had Master Soul, Lee Jun Jae, Master Kellenick, Jonas Suamato. We had, of course, May and Osha, played by Amandala Steinberg. Jeki, played by Daphne Keen. Q Emir, played by Manny Joaquinto. And he played the Sith guy, which we don't really know his name. He said he has no name, but Disney's calling him the Stranger. And then a Yord was in this episode too. Yord, Charlie Barnett. So that was episode 4 called The Night. It originally aired on June 25th.
And does that for the cracker.
The cracker, what? It was 35 minutes long, and we had the same timeline, 1:32 before the Battle of Yavin. What was the cracker? What?
The cracker. Does he have a speaking part, or is that just...
No, he doesn't have a speaking part. But he wasn't on... That's I don't think... There's an actor that makes the noises. I think it's all digital and stuff, so they don't have a person. All right, so let's get started with the episode then, Scott. Begins with a high-angle shot of Osha lying on the forest floor surrounded by leaves and ferns. She checks with Pip, her little droid thing. And to make sure he survived the fall also. He was separated from her, I think. Making her way back to Kellenick's shelter, she stumbles upon a deceased human Jedi. Unknown Jedi, we never know his name. In the trees nearby, she sees the mysterious master fighting several Jedi, including Yord. The master strikes him down. Strikes down Ithaca Pan.
The grapes.
Before shorting out two lightsabers, parring with Yord. He wounds Yord before killing the three Jedi. Master turns his attention back to Yord, who wields a yellow lightsaber in self-defense. So yeah, let's talk about that for a second there. We mentioned it last episode, but you know, he's got that helmet and the arm things that make the lightsaber short out. And I've seen a lot of video of the last episode, and he's actually forcibly using his armor to short out the Jedi's lightsaber. He's like headbutting lightsabers, yeah. and he's slamming his arm against their lightsabers too to short them out. So he's using it as a defense.
Use his helmet when you had it off and cut it. Cut it off with the razor.
Yeah, he seems to be a pretty good fighter. I like his extra aggressive fighting style. It's the only other one that we've seen that's been that aggressive really is Kylo Ren. Darth Vader is kind of aggressive, but he's slow because he's mostly robot and not necessarily human. So he's a little slower than some, but anyway, master or the stranger seeking to save Yord. Osha fires on the master with her blaster set to stun. The stun bounces off the master, and Yord tells Osha to run. He says, "Run, Osha, run!"
Back to the inside. Ship.
Yep, inside Kalaneka's shelter, May retrieves Kalanek's lightsaber. The master pursues Osha through the forest and hurls his red lightsaber at her. It's going around in a circle across the ground, and it chops a couple trees and stuff on the way. And Master Sol, however, deflects the red lightsaber with his own blue lightsaber, causing the blade to slice a couple trees nearby. Osha and Sol are joined by Yord. Sol orders Osha to evacuate with Yord back to the ship, which doesn't happen. While Sol makes a stand against the mysterious master, Yord and Osha catch up with Basil, which there's some funny rumors that they think Basil is the master. Anyway, your tracker, he's the master. Osha tells Yord they have to go back, but Yord retreats, reiterates that Sol has given him an order and warns her that he doesn't want to subdue her. The master addresses Sol, who asks who he is. Master says he is surprised that Sol does not recognize him, prompting Sol to sense that he is familiar with his adversary. Which is suspicious, right, Scott? Why would Sol know this guy?
Yeah. But come on. Was he a student of him or what?
We don't know. He could have been a student. You know, like when we saw in the first episode he was teaching kids. Mm-hmm. I think part of that those scenes were flashbacks, not necessarily in the present. So maybe one of the flashbacks was the kid that said he saw fire. Remember in the beginning, first episode? He saw fire and flames and death and all that stuff. And we kind of ignored it, and Sol went on with something else. That could have been this guy, you know? That's kind of what I was imagining. Otherwise, I don't know. It's something we haven't seen yet. I heard that after episode, there's going to be more on episode 6 about what's going on, where we're going to do a flashback with Kalaneka and a few other things back to probably Osha's planet or whatever. But after that, they said the story's going in a new direction. So we'll see what happens there. But the master addresses Sol and asks who he is. He's like surprised. The master engages in a lightsaber duel with Sol. During a break, Sol says that the master carries a Jedi weapon but is no Jedi. Oh, well, duh. May exits Kalaneka's hut but is ambushed by Jeki, who engages with her in hand-to-hand combat. Using the Force, Jeki hurls May inside Kalaneka's hut before attempting to arrest her. He gets her on the ground and says, "I'm putting these cuffs on you and you're under arrest." However, May fights back. Ooh, what a surprise. Jeki attempts to force the magnetic binders around May's hands while stating that May is under arrest and for the murder of Indira, Torben, and Kalaneka and her own family. May screams and breaks free of her captor and engages in a second round of fighting. She throws daggers at Jackie, who dodges with her blades. Meanwhile, the master pars with Soul still. During a break, Soul says the master train May and demands that his advisory reveal his face. Adversary reveal his face. The stranger is unwilling to let Soul read his thoughts. When Soul asks what the master hides his face from the pupil, the master throws back the question before resuming the fight. Elsewhere, Jackie and May are fighting in the forest. Osha wants to help Jackie, but Yord insists on following Soul's orders. Soul loses the master and searches his surroundings because the master went after May. He saw May. Osha asks Yord about the mysterious enemy, and Yord admits he doesn't know, but observes that their opponent does not follow the rules of combat and lacks a methodology in his movements. So he's got his own, he's got the weapon, but he's got his own fighting styles, which we know the Sith has some different fighting styles they practice than the Jedi. Yord says that their enemy is capable of telepathy, which leads Osha to recall her late mother, Anise, saying the ability to get inside a Jedi's thoughts. Yord leads the way, but finds Basil has disappeared. Where the hell is Basil? You know, the new master. Elsewhere, May traps Jackie in a headlock and attempts to stab her in the neck. However, the Padawan breaks free and pins her down. And Jackie retrieves Kalaneka's lightsaber. Sensing movement, she crouches and fends off an attack by the master. The Padawan clashes with the master, who knocks her to the ground, and the master tells May that she can learn from Jackie, whom he describes as a loyal pupil. The two resume fighting, and Jackie's green lightsaber short circuits again. She hits his helmet or something. And Jackie manages to adjust her lightsaber and also draws a second one from her holster. She fights the master with both blades while a handcuffed May flees into the forest. The master destroys one of Jackie's lightsabers before pursuing May again. Later, Osha and Yord enter the section of the forest inhabited by the Umbra moths. Those weird moth things. Osha tells Yord to switch off his lightsaber to avoid attracting the giant moths. Yord reluctantly switches off his blade while staring at a tree bark where the Umbra moth had rested. The two walk slowly, tiptoeing through the forest. Meanwhile, the master catches up with May and condemns her for wanting to betray him. When May begs for forgiveness, the master yells at her for being weak and then cuts through her binders, freeing her hands. Before he can strike May, the master is attacked by both Saul and Jackie, who engage him in lightsaber duel. May takes advantage of the situation to flee, but is pursued by her master, who also fights off the pursuing Jedi. Osha hears May's voice echoing through the Force. She wants to go back despite Yord's objections. Just then, May senses movement and shines her torch at the trees above. The Umbra moths circle. She runs back towards the direction of Kalaneka's hut and tells Fandor to run. Or tells Yordi to run because she's attracting the moths in. Meanwhile, Soul engages the master in hand-to-hand combat. Jackie interrupts the fight and engages in a lightsaber duel with the master. She manages to unmask the master by hitting him with her elbow and fist a couple times, but the master ignites a second red lightsaber, which he, like you were wondering, Scott, he pulled it out from the bottom of his other lightsaber. So he had a little baby lightsaber tucked in there. Then he had two, and he stabs Jeki through her torso three times with a little tiny lightsaber. He goes, ooh, 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 ooh. He does a triple tap instead of a double tap. In her final moments, Jeki gazes at the face of her adversary while Sol shouts in horror, "No, not Jeki. She was just a kid. No." Sol finds him facing the unmasked stranger. Sol is distraught by the death of his Padawan Jeki. The stranger notices Mei nearby, and she tries to flee, but the stranger hurls his cloak at Sol and then uses the force to levitate Mei towards him. He holds her in a chokehold before confronting a shocked Mei, who did not realize that the stranger and the master are the same person. Right, she saw through the door. I don't see how she didn't realize. Sol attacks the stranger with his lightsaber, but the stranger takes Mei hostage. He taunts Sol for attacking him while his back was turned, because Jedi don't do that. Ah. Sol scowls before dropping his lightsaber. When Sol asks the stranger what he is, the stranger replies that he has no name, before adding that the Jedi might call him a Sith. So Sol asks the stranger why he is risking discovery. The stranger replies that he wears a mask on purpose not to be discovered.
Okay.
When Sol asks what the stranger wants, the Sith replies that he wants freedom. I want to be seen by others. And he kicks Mei. He says that the Sith want the freedom to wield power without having to answer to the Jedi. The stranger says he wants to train an acolyte. Since Mei went back on their deal, the stranger vows to kill everyone, including Mei. Everyone has seen him. The stranger says that it is the Jedi who make the rules, and the Jedi say that the Sith like him cannot exist. He vows to kill everyone who has seen his face. And Scott turns off the video. Before the stranger can deal with Sol and Mei, he is ambushed by Yord, who has grabbed his helmet, the stranger's helmet. Osha has also joined them. Yord recognizes the stranger from earlier encounter on Oleg when they went to staked out the apothecary shop. Taking advantage of Yord's shock, the stranger gains the upper hand. After fighting him in hand-to-hand combat, the stranger kills Yord by breaking his neck with his hands. He snaps his neck. Classic, what do we say? Navy SEAL move or something like that, huh? Snapping the neck. Osha manages to stun Mei from a distance with her, you know, her gun that she's got. Pew! An enraged Sol fights the stranger in hand-to-hand combat. The two opponents are evenly matched. Sol gains an upper hand and attempts to strike the Sith down with his lightsaber. However, Sol is interrupted by Osha. What? The stranger takes advantage of the interruption to sow doubt in Osha about her former Jedi master. Sol counters that the stranger is twisted by darkness. He has no idea what he's talking about. The stranger responds that he has embraced his darkness and asks Sol what he has done with his darkness. Why does he assume Sol's got darkness? Jedi aren't supposed to have any darkness, right? They're all supposed to be light. Sol steps away from the stranger and deactivates his lightsaber. Just then, Pip senses movement in the trees above and alerts Osha. When Osha calls out to Sol, the Jedi says that the Jedi do not attack the unarmed. This prompts the stranger to taunt Sol about the perceived legalism of the Jedi. Osha tells Pip that she loves him before sticking him into the stranger's back. The droid acts as a beacon for several of the Umbra Moths who surround the stranger. And the stranger cuts down a few with his lightsaber, but the others carry him away into the forest. where the two are alone. Osha asks Sol why she can't trust him and asks what he did in the past. Sol promises to explain everything to a stunned May. But is stunned by May. Okay. As dawn reaches the jungle in the mountains, Osha approaches her sister May. When Osha asks what she has done, the acolyte responds that she did what she had to for Osha and her family. Osha counters that May is selfish and blames her for all the lives that are lost. When May counters that the Jedi got what they deserved, Osha responds that the Jedi were more like a family than May ever was. May asks if Osha has forgotten their roots as witches. When May says the Jedi invaded their home on Brindock, Osha responds that she started the fire and would have perished if it not for the Jedi saving her. Ooh, look at those watermelons. They're huge. Them some big melons there, Scott. May responds to the Jedi having brainwashed Osha and turned her against her own sister. Uh-oh. That's a big chair. May offers to help Osha return to herself. She embraces Osha and affirms her with her love. Aww. She begs Osha to choose her over the Jedi. Tears streak down May's face. May says that both survived and only have each other. All for one and one for all. Something like that. However, Osha breaks free of May and holds her down in an arm lock. Osha denounces her sister as a criminal who must pay for her crimes. And Osha says that she has to come to arrest May for her crimes. When Osha says that May followed a false master, May counters that Osha is also following a false master. So Sol's an imposter? I don't know. She breaks free of Osha and holds her down. When Osha begs May to leave Sol out of this, May counters that Sol has led her into a life without a purpose and a family. The two sisters begin fighting. May uses the force powers to knock Osha to the ground. She slowly approaches her unconscious sister and berates her for not being able to block with her force powers. She retrieves a lightsaber and cuts off some of her own locks to look more like Osha. Meanwhile, the stranger breaks free of both Pip and the Umbra Moss. He walks into the forest. The Tyran scout Basil scurries past, tracking the sense of something else. Later, May, who is impersonating Osha, tends to Sol. When Sol asks where May is, the imposter claims that May has fled. Osha, in quotes, offers to help Sol to their ship. The two Jedi travel back to their ship, which is parked near a settlement of humanoid aliens. May stares at the jungle one final time before following Sol aboard the starship. They are followed by Basil, who sniffs her scent. So Basil knows who she is. Right, Scott? Basil knows. Oh, you guys are done already? Dang. Back at the forest, the stranger retrieves his helmet and cloak. He walks past the bodies of the fallen Jedi, gazing at the unconscious Osha. The stranger remarks that even in the revelation of their triumph, one can see the depth of despair. He wraps his cloak around Osha before tending to her. He kneels down and looks at her and stuff. And then the credits start to roll. That was our quick episode, Scott. What'd you think? Since you're getting in your car. Eh? Door's open. Can you get there? What'd you think of the episode? What are your opinions?
It was super sparkly.
Super sparkly, yes. It was an exciting episode for sure. It was lots of fighting and and lightsabers going shorted out, and the master being dominant over everyone. It seemed like he was the better duelist, you could say, right? At least he was unpredictable, maybe.
He just wanted his freedom and do things his way.
Right, he wanted to be without law, for being ruled by the law of the Jedi who say he can't exist. He just wanted to exist, be there, right?
Yep.
Right, so I have a couple things. One of them's, like I said, is a silly one where the internet says, seems to think that Basil is the master of Kumar, which for some reason Rick seems to think that Kumar is not the ultimate master. There's someone above Kumar, and I don't think so myself. I am of the opinion that right now the master knows that Osha is the one on the ground that he's covering up with his cloak at the end of the episode, because I think that his ultimate goal in the long run was to actually capture Osha. I think that he wants to basically have the two of them together so he can take advantage of the power of the two. But that's my opinion. I don't know what you think about it, Scott. I know you're loading your truck. What are you getting so many buns for? I turned my keyboard off. That's why I can't type. Just a second here. I've got some stuff that Rick sent me that he wanted us to say. See if I can get it to load up here. I don't know why it's not on my screen. Okay. Oh. Here we go. Rick says he was traveling, but he was behind schedules, so he left early. But he said the episode was action-filled. And he's sad to see a lot of the characters go, like Yord and Jeki and all the other Jedi. So now the story falls on the twins and Saul. They're the only ones left besides the master. He thinks we'll see a flashback and understand more events about the girl's past, and we'll explore Saul's hiding. The master's armor is pretty badass, and it's better than the Beskar, which is true because it shorts out the lightsaber, so they're, you know, without a weapon for a little bit. But he's still not convinced that Q is the master. He wasn't disappointed with this episode, and it makes him want to watch much more. So he's excited about the episode, and wants another episode right away. He's having troubles not being able to binge watch, having to wait for a whole week. That's one of your complaints too, isn't it, Scott?
Well, yeah, as I get home, I'm too tired to do it.
Yeah. You know? Too tired. I don't know that. I think that's the problem we're going to have on our vacation. We're just going to sit around sleeping the whole time. You know that off topic, but you know that Kevin Costner movie that just came out? It's like 3 hours long. It's a brand new movie that he produced himself or whatever. But Amy wants to go see it while we're on vacation. And I said, that movie's 3 hours long. How long do you think all of us are going to stay awake during that thing?
Time we go.
Yeah, and so, we got to drive like 45 minutes to get to the theater.
Is it the one that starts with the S? and he came on the internet or TikTok or all of them at once and said, well, since he's back and the theaters are back open, he's not going back to the TV stuff.
Yeah, that's the one. He's still fighting with what's his name, the director of the TV show.
Yellowstone.
Yeah. He said that,
could it be Horizon?
Yeah, that's it. Horizon.
Yeah,
she wants to go see that movie, and I'm like, I mean,
where
I'm going to have trouble.
Where would we have to drive?
It's going to be a drive, too. It's like probably 45 minutes to get to the theater. There used to be a theater in Bella Vista, but it closed down. It was an AMC theater too, but it closed down because it only had like two screens or something like that. So it was a pretty small theater.
Yeah, so you tell her like, so are you going to pay to stay the night?
Yeah.
That sounds like a side trip to me.
Yeah. Well, the one distillery we're going to is quite a drive too. But you know, you gotta get into the mountains to get a distillery, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Star Wars. So yeah, that's kind of what I think about what's going on. I think that you know, there's a lot more to explore here, but we have three episodes, so I don't. There's got to be a lot more than I think there's going to be.
Did you say or bring up or mention that the tracker knows that it's not OSHA or that it's male?
Yeah. I said that. So that was one of the things when here in the last part that I talked about, the two Jedi travel to their ship and Basil shows up and he sniffs out her scent. Realizing it's not OSHA, but it's May. And I don't know if we don't know if Saul knows how to speak that language. That was only Yord that apparently could speak that Basil's language. Maybe Saul does too.
Or CP3O at?
Yeah. Need a translator droid. Yeah. Protocol droid. There might be one on the ship. I don't know. We never really saw, but there might be one on the ship of some sort. There was a couple droids on the ship, I think, but anyway, yeah. I think they won't. He's going to take off and go into hyperspace or whatever, and then all of a sudden realize that that's not OSHA. What?
Is she going to kill them as they fly? That's
right. No, I don't.
Basil get to her.
I don't think so. I think she's really just trying to hide from the master because she knows the master's going to kill her. So this is her only way to get away from him is to impersonate OSHA. Yeah. Which is kind of weird because that implies that she knows that the master's going to kill OSHA because he's going to think he's May. And anyway, I don't know. It could also be, to me, I think there's a bigger plan here, like I said, and it could be part of their plan to start with, where she's supposed to impersonate OSHA, so they can nail down, Saul. I don't know who that was calling me. I got a phone call. 913 number. Anyway, yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And again, there's another episode while we're on vacation. At 5 o'clock, it's released at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, Central Time.
Tuesday? I thought it was Wednesday.
No, they don't. They changed to Tuesdays on this one. Oh. Don't ask me why, but they did. So well, Tuesdays, but before it was like at midnight. Now it's at 5 p.m. instead of midnight. So,
5 p.m. somewhere.
Exactly. 5 o'clock somewhere. Hopefully we'll find a...
Your watch even might shrivel up because you're thinking country. You hater of country music.
I don't hate it. I just don't like to listen to it for extended periods of time. I like rock and roll.
Like it all. Classical rock and roll country.
Yeah, yeah.
The smash ups. I love the smash ups.
Let's beg for some feedback and get out of here, Scott. What do you think?
Feedback.
Yeah, begging for feedback. Please. So we have feedback at kylejohansson.us you can send this email to. You could also use that to send a video to, or you could do an audio file. That'd be fine too. I don't care. On our website, we have a link. Scott wants you to send a video file because he wants to see what you look like, right? We're on social media. Video links. You could upload it to, some free video site, or you could upload it to YouTube and we could watch it from that. We're on social media. We're on X/Twitter at @super_duper_pod, Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And then of course we have spots for comments on Spotify, Apple Music takes comments, and YouTube. In all three of those locations, we have video up as well, besides the audio. So take advantage of that. So send us the feedback. Any last words, Scott?
It's humid outside, by the way.
It is. Amy wanted to mow the yard, and I was like, well, it's supposed to be cooler tomorrow, so maybe tomorrow.
Go for it. When she does that, Kyle, just go right ahead.
I do, though, but she mows the yard most of the time.
Go for it, Amy.
Do you do the laundry?
Sometimes.
Do you unload the dishwasher?
No.
No? Really. Or do you clean your dishes out of the dishwasher and then use the dishes out of the dishwasher?
So what normally happens...
You sink until you're done with that.
So what normally happens is Amy likes those things to be like, let's say the dryer or the dishwasher. She likes those to be emptied sooner than I do. So if I wait long enough, she'll do it anyway.
That sounds like a 20-year-old we have the house.
You know what I'm saying? And she knows it. She understands. I mean, I'll empty the dishwasher with her when she's doing it right there in front of me or whatever. But and I'll help her with the laundry and stuff. But usually what happens is she's... No, not really. Usually what happens is she gets frustrated that I'm not emptying it and just does it. So, you know. So the only task... Not only, but one of the main tasks that I do around the house is clean the bathrooms. She won't clean the toilets. So I have to do that. And that's a trade off, I think, a big trade off. Mm-hmm. So
you have a good day?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. Aren't they awesome?
They are. That's way beyond Star Wars talk though. We push the outro.
Know, I couldn't have had a bidet.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabr.kylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. and we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcast. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kailejohansen.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
Say goodbye now. Bye-bye.
Au revoir. Mañana.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Mañana.
Couple days, maybe.